part three of my favourite season, 2000-2001. If you've not listened to part one or two yet, skip back, press pause, go and listen to them. Come on the journey of that wonderful season with us, as ever. It is Kevin Walsh, it is Kev Sampson, it is John Mackin, and me, John Gibbons, who is hosting. It's just getting exciting now. It is just getting going. Those trophies are starting to come. The excitement of what could be a fantastic season is really starting to build, and very much the games come thick and fast. We've got another few months for you here. We are starting with a 1-1 draw against Manchester City at Main Road that leaves Liverpool in fourth position in the Premier League, and it ends with a fantastic 2-0 win against Manchester United at home at Anfield. Lots of exciting stuff in between, European adventures as ever, and loads of great stories from the boys when they joined us on the roof at Mattel. It was a lovely evening. Hope you're going to enjoy this. Part four is to come, but in the meantime, here is part three. Thanks a lot to the lads. Hope you enjoy it. Yeah, after that, there's a 1-0 draw away at Man City in the league, which leaves us fourth going into February.
I thought, just on that one, I was a midweek one, wasn't it? And we're in the remember the scaffold terracing behind the goal? That was in at Main Road. I think that was a midweek one.
Still Main Road, then?
Yeah, still Main Road back in them days. And that was another
belt. Yeah, it's quite recent.
That was another. I think it was Danny Teato scored their goal in that game to make it 1-1.
They still go down, Kev, don't worry.
but at the time, fucking hell, they were close. I remember, again, off the rattle again, a girl called Saffo. She used to live right by Main Road.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Saffo.
So before we'd gone up there, it's my first, maybe my first or second sit to me, you know that. And we, I remember walking around, and we were walking around like we own a gaff. Anyway, and then we were in the house and come back out, and then that happens. I remember thinking after we got back, thinking, fucking hell, we're not fucking dead there. Do you know what I mean? You know, the monks walking around acting the way we were there. We've been in serious trouble, but speaks to the folly of youth. Do you know what I mean? I was 17 and I thought I could take the world on.
You probably won't monk table from Genfield.
Genuinely, I'm not messing right. It's like, think of it as walking around Arkle's Road, and instead of turning, walking at the bottom of Skerries, and turning left towards the ground, or turning right, and ended up down towards the Flatiron, where you'd be fucking killed as a Man City fan. I was probably that close to it, do you know what I mean? But it's another one I look back on so warmly, because the people wouldn't even think about it now, but you had the away ends behind the goals, didn't you? And you had that, it literally was like a scaffold terrace, and we were right at the end of that. And do you remember Alan Edge?
We wrote the book.
Well, we were right at the back with Alan, and when we scored, I grabbed him, and he nearly fell over the edge. And he's like, "For fuck's sake, I'll see ya." I'm like, "Sorry, Alan, I got to get excited." But like, it's just little things like that that always stick in my head, because Alan's disappeared off the face of the earth. Now, well, Timmy, I don't know whether you lads still know him or what.
No, I've not clapped.
But back in them days, clapped, he was a bit like, especially when, as I was coming through, like Peter Evo and Alan, they were like sort of godfathers almost of what was going
Alan,
on.
Alan
time.
Was the first, wasn't he? He wrote Faith of Our Fathers.
I've still got a copy in our house there, yeah.
That was the first, and then Evo did several, didn't he?
Yeah, you know, the one boy on his cop, Evo's, I've still got all them as well, yeah.
Most of them had the word cop in, to be fair.
He knew his audience.
Another boy on his cop.